Why didn't Bhrigu get punished like the Asuras, by Krishna's mercy?
Quote, the example is given that small lamps may become agitated by a little breeze, but the greatest lamp or the greatest illuminating source, the sun, is never moved, even by the greatest hurricane. One's greatness has to be estimated by one's ability to tolerate provoking situations. Srila Prabhupada, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Volume 2, Chapter 34.
One of the stories I really like from Bhagavata Purana is where Bhrigu Muni conducts his test of the three primary deities, Brahma, Shiva, and Vishnu. I guess this is dear to my heart since I have always considered myself an unofficial scientist of sorts. I may not know the ins and outs of the way the various components of nature operate, but I can certainly detect patterns. One of the things I like to do is introduce changes to the daily routine and see what impact they have. For instance, eat something different for lunch. Maybe skip lunch altogether. Sleep with a different pillow. Exercise on a given day. Change the type of exercise. Mix and match different fruits. Try supplements, especially during times of illness. Bhrigu's experiment involved assessing the ability to tolerate offense. No experiment is ever perfect, and this one had its flaws. For instance, the type of offense was not uniform. He insulted Brahma by failing to show proper respect. He insulted Shiva by offering unflattering words. The offense to Vishnu was physical. Bhrigu kicked the husband of Lakshmi in the chest, while the victim was least expecting it. The story is wonderful because Vishnu showed no agitation at all. He seemed to be apologizing to the offender. The interaction teaches so many lessons, simultaneously. Vishnu is able to tolerate the greatest provocation. The Brahmanas adhere to Vishnu. Devotees are not afraid of the Supreme Lord, and so forth. A quick question, though. Why wasn't Vishnu as tolerant towards famous demons like Hiranyakashipu and Ravana? Why didn't he show the same level of leniency? Those two did not kick Vishnu in the chest.
This is not difficult to understand. The offense from Bhrigu was directly at Vishnu. Since the Supreme Lord is never of diminishing capacity, no one is able to actually hurt him. Bhrigu's kick did not cause an imbalance in the universe. It did not interrupt an important affair. It did not negatively impact Bhrigu's mindset, either.
Quote, the demon father employed all his weapons to kill the devotee son, Prahlada. But by the grace of the Lord he was saved from all sorts of dangerous actions by his father. He was thrown in a fire, in boiling oil, from the top of a hill, underneath the legs of an elephant, and he was administered poison. Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam, 1:15:16 purport.
On the other hand, Hiranyakashipu tried to intentionally thwart the devotional outpouring from Prahlada Maharaj. Ravana separated Sita from her husband. This was done by force. The female Rakshasas in Lanka harassed Sita day and night. Sri Hanuman later remembered this offense and was ready to inflict lethal punishment in retaliation. Sita Devi dissuaded him, as once Ravana was defeated the enmity from her side was over. Time operates on everyone and everything. Time is undefeated. Time arrives whenever the moment is right. No one is able to sidestep the oncoming train known as time. Those who are alive today will eventually meet time in its cruel form of Kala, which is death. This means that even the offenses against devotees will be accounted for through time. Hiranyakashipu and Ravana were fortunate in that Kala showed its face as Vishnu. This was an auspicious vision for everyone involved. Prahlada was protected. Sita was rescued. The demons saw the proper punishment for their wicked deeds. Bhrigu's kick was not wicked. This does not mean devotees behave casually with God or that they do not respect the proper etiquette in personal dealings. It just means that no one can be more dear to Vishnu than those devoted to him in thought, word, and deed. In closing, devoted in thought, word, and deed, forever blessed indeed. That even kicked a chest can attempt, like Bhrigu went to Vaikuntha went, where no offense taken. As Brahmanas never forsaken. From that incident clear, that forever to Vishnu dear.